Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Justin Fields has won two games. He can probably score his biggest victory and make his strongest impression in the home opener if he's able to beat another 2-0 team that has given up even fewer points than the Steelers through two games, and that would be Jim Harbaugh's Los Angeles Chargers. And by the way, he is back to doing his corny shtick there. Now, when they win games, he brings everybody together and he says, "Who's got it better than us?" And then they pause and say, "No!" Nobody. So back to the college stuff and the slamming of the shoulder pads of Herbert and the punching him in the chest plate and slamming his hands on his helmet before. But he
very
wins.
Weird guy,
he
but
wins
a terrific,
everywhere he goes.
Terrific coach.
Yes, he is. He drinks whole milk with spaghetti and things like that.
That's like a kid move.
I know.
That's the kid part of that.
Here's the thing I want to know from you guys and our listeners on Fields. What is your updated opinion of Justin Fields? Because I would think, and I'm going to open up the phone lines here with Donnie at 412-928-9370. Even the people who said before the season started that Justin Fields was nothing more than a backup quarterback, was never going to be a good quarterback in the NFL. Those people would, I would think, after these two games, they'd have to at least be changing their minds a little bit based on what they've seen from Fields. I know I have. Because the number one complaint I heard about Fields as a quarterback from our listeners and the people that call in and text in and get on our case on social media, the number one thing I heard was that he's not a winner. How many times did I hear 10-28 over and over and over again? Look at his record in Chicago. You can't win with this guy. He's 10-28. He's done something through two games that he's never done before, which is take care of the football in back-to-back wins. Turnover-free football in two wins. He never done that in Chicago. So he's not scoring a lot of points. He's not throwing for 300 yards. He's not throwing three touchdown passes. But he's already doing something that a lot of his detractors said he couldn't do, which is don't have these screw-up plays or stupid plays or failure to read a defense or just get hit and fumble the ball or try to make a play when one isn't there and get loosey-goosey with it and F it up. He's done none of that. And I would actually contend here through two games that we've gotten good moments from Justin Fields and really none of the bad moments yet, Chris.
We've had a couple snaps that he's been very lucky, did not end up going to the other team. The very first snap of the season ends up like a 4-yard gain because he falls on the ball as it's moving forward. One more snap in that game that goes semi-awry, and then the last one in this Denver game where Warren is Johnny on the spot. He really hasn't put the ball at risk at all in the air, which is, I think, probably Mike Tomlin's chief thing that he wants him to do. Like, fumbles are one thing. I really think Tomlin can't stomach interceptions. I know that they're all the same, but given the way Mike wants to coach this team, you almost consider fumbles more of a cost of doing business if you're going to run the ball, et cetera.
Well, right? Have you been impressed by that point that you just made about
PFF,
how he's put the ball in the air and you're not seeing any...
PFF hasn't seen a single turnover-worthy play, which is really a throw by him. I thought the one to Austin where Austin slipped maybe was close to that, but I was most impressed yesterday when I was going through the game again that when he was getting sacked near the goal line, he clearly made that calculation that athletic quarterbacks have the ability to make. Should I try to do something here and make it happen? And instead he just fell over. He took the sack.
So his decision-making has been much better than you thought it would be.
Discretion is the better part of valor is a nice phrase right now. His decision-making's been good. I would say I've flip-flopped on this. I think I said I might go back to Wilson when he's healthy after watching that game Sunday, but then the more I thought about it, the more I realized I'm being really unfair to Fields. He was objectively very good in the first half of the game. Penalties by Broderick Jones, a penalty by Van Jefferson, took points off the board. It could have been as lopsided as 21-0, in which case that game is over. He did, I think, everything you'd want him to do. Made like plays that you could almost gawk at for how nice they were. Made some of the simple throws. The bullet to Austin on a third in middle distance. The throw he just rips to Pickens on a third and long. Like, to go along with the splashy stuff, those are plays that good quarterbacks make routinely. And that's why they're good quarterbacks, and he made them. The second half, I thought he did not execute well, and I also thought the game plan was horse crap, because if Mike Tomlin could have just run the Veer offense to get out of that stadium, he probably would have.
Well, it was horse crap for a quarterback to look good within the offense.
Well, but he didn't execute it that well either. Yes, it fit the game, but it didn't really give him a chance to shine, and I think he still could have even been better. He missed a throw or two where I thought he could have made a throw, but that's neither here nor there. I have to give him credit because he is not turning the ball over and they're winning, and he is showing flashes of ability that suggest that you might be able to get the best of both worlds out of him. But I guess I'm just, all of that is leavened by a little bit of caution, because you know what keeps popping up in my mentions? Bears fans, scarred from the last 3 years, saying, just you wait. Eventually you'll see. And these are people who like Justin Fields, the person who just never thought he was going to get there.
What does that fan base, what's their barometer for what good quarterback play is? Like, are Jets fans saying to Vikings fans, just wait, Sam Darnold's going to start sucking?
Probably some of them are.
Okay, well, you get a guy in a better situation with receivers around him or better play callers, he plays better.
They're saying it because they saw the raw numbers, and I think it would be fair to say that you can't just put the raw numbers he put up in Chicago, the bad ones, I mean the turnovers, completely aside after two games. I am cautiously optimistic that they have started to fix Humpty Dumpty here and might get them all back together and might get the player probably the Bears thought they were getting 3 years ago when they drafted him. Like, I am cautiously optimistic. I would like to believe that if they had needed more out of him against Denver, they would have gotten more out of him.
It's gone about as good as it can go with Fields replacing Wilson to start the year. You win two road games. That almost never happens to start a Steelers season. I think of all the things that are on the Justin Fields strengths and weaknesses board, the carelessness with the football is the weakness that is in bold print. And he has done an incredibly good job at that. So I went into this originally believing that they might have, among the two quarterbacks, a guy that is going to eventually be a long-term solution. Not a super long-term with Russell Wilson, but more than just a one-year stopgap. And best case scenario with Fields, he solves your quarterback problem for 10 years. As far as the Fields part of that equation goes, I feel good about him right now. The few plays they've asked him to make, for the most part, he's executed them, Chris. He's done what they're asking of him. It's not a lot because their defense is so good, but Tomlin doesn't want a lot from his quarterbacks.
Well, he's going to need a lot more starting.
He didn't want a lot from Trubisky.
He needs more starting this
week. He didn't want a lot
from
Pickett. He didn't want a lot from Fields. The only time he wanted a lot was when he was left no choice and Mason Rudolph was able to just throw caution to the wind.
And he gave him a lot,
and
then
he delivered.
And then they
told him,
see you later.
That did not change Tomlin's ideology or philosophy on how to handle quarterbacks one bit.
Mike,
now we're back to this.
Well, Mike needs more starting this week, I think. This is clearly the best team they've played. They got behind the Raiders and then suffocated them. We think more of that because the Raiders went on the road and Minshewed the Ravens.
Or he might think that both defenses are great.
No, this
and
is a
if
game
a team turns the ball over one time, that could be the absolute difference in the game.
The other
he
team,
might think that.
The other
he
team has
does.
One of the few quarterbacks that's even arguably as or more gifted overall for the position physically than Fields. Herbert's that good. Tomlin referenced that, how surprised they were basically that he ran all over them.
And yet their numbers are virtually the same. Well, Herbert's averaging 137 Herbert's, passing yards a game, and so is Fields.
Yeah, no one's averaging anything this year. I'm not going to use a two-game sample size where it's way down to like give Justin Fields too much cover. My point is, they're playing a game where the other team's offensive line is absolutely good enough to hand it to their defensive line at times. The other team's got a running back who's been ripping off 100-plus yards both of these games, not even getting 15 carries. They are going to need more from Justin Fields. I'm very confident saying this Sunday. And I think that game, if they win it and he gives them a little bit more, it will do more to enhance his standing with Mike Tomlin than the first two wins combined.
How about you?
I'd feel the same way. I would add myself in there. If Justin Fields has a game that looks like something like he's done, 70% completion, and he throws for about 185 and a touchdown and runs for 40 yards and maybe sets up another touchdown with his legs, I will say that is easily the best game he's played. Because it's the best competition against the best coach that they've gone against so far. And he would have passed his test.
I also think his game against Atlanta looks better now in retrospect. He played better than Hurts did last night against them.
That game makes me honestly feel really good about their defense more than anything because they heated up Kirk Cousins.
But look at Hurts. It was 180 and a touchdown and an interception.
Well, to be fair, if we were talking about Hurts, though, in this town, and they had, you know, Saquon Barkley catches a very catchable pass, we're talking about how Jalen Hurts was an absolute bull in the running game, if we're going to be fair about this.
Well, his running stats were a lot like Fields, were they not?
I mean, he was just chugging down the field, though, taking on defenders, setting them up for touchdowns. I'm saying he didn't play a bad game. If his running back literally catches a ball that I would say 99 to 100 times out of 100 should be caught, the game's over.
I understand that. What I'm saying is their stats are about the same. One guy's making over $200 million. The other guy's making less than five. And Fields won and Hurts didn't. I mean, I have to feel better about him based on that. Like, we were talking about Atlanta.
I mean, he put up 265, almost 270 in total yardage in that game after putting up 300-plus yards of offense in the first game. His numbers are demonstrably higher except for passer rating because he's turning the ball over. But if you're talking about like actual positive and not non-negative stats, Hurts is doing more positives, but he's, unfortunately for him and for them,
throwing in negatives. And Tomlin values the not doing the negative more than he does doing the positive.
So like my point is here, Mike has asked him to thread a very specific needle, which he has definitely threaded thus far, but I feel like the ask is going to start changing as the competition does, and that's where the unknown comes from for me.
But if he wasn't even able to do this, Chris, then we'd have no hope that he could do the next part that you're talking about.
100%. But he has passed that. That's kind of like a weird rubric. If he had sucked out loud, yeah, I'd be all aboard the when can Russ get back healthy. He has been very serviceable so far. Starting this weekend, I think he needs to be more than serviceable because I think the competition dictates it.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.